Thank you very much. So indeed, we'll make a joint presentation together with my UNESCO colleague on the initial results of the third reporting exercise that was held in 2023, beginning 2024 this year. Mentioned what we reported to the Statistical Commission and also the future activities under this area. So as you probably recall, Target 6.5 reads as following: by 2030, implement integrated water resource management at all levels, including through transboundary water transboundary cooperation as appropriate. And this target has two indicators, 6.5.1, which measures the advancement of integrated water resource management, and for which UNEP is a custodian agency. And then indicator 6.5.2, the proportion of transboundary basin area with an operational arrangement for water cooperation, and for which we are UNEC is co-custodian together with UNESCO. So this indicator is quite important because, as you see on the map, and as you're already aware being in this room, most of the world water resources are shared. And the importance of the indicator is also relevant for in other contexts, because out of the over 200 SDG indicators, it is the only one on transboundary cooperation. In terms of process and use of the data, as you're probably quite familiar with it, we collect the data every 3 years on SDG 6.5.2. So 2017, 2020, 2023, and then we have two rounds until 2030. And we do it in a coordinated manner for other SDG 6 indicator under the Integrated Monitoring Initiative for SDG 6. Upon reception of the reports, we, UNEC and UNESCO review the reports to ensure that the indicator calculation is consistent. And subsequently, we report the data to the UN Statistical Division and also to UN Water. So the data is regularly used in the progress reports on transboundary cooperation, so the progress reports on SDG 6.5.2. So that we publish every 3 years too. So upcoming next in the next months, we'll be publishing the one, the third one on 6.5.2. They're also used in the progress report on the implementation of the Water Convention. They're also included in the yearly reports on the SDG, so the progress report and the Secretary General progress report under the SDGs. And they also provide input for high-level segments or segments during the LJPF, for instance. They will also inform the UN Summit for the Future and other similar high-level events. So for this third round, first a bit thank you to everybody, because we received 129 responses. So this means that over 80% of countries sharing transboundary waters participated in this effort. And we received, for the first time, seven new responses from countries that didn't participate in the previous two rounds. And currently, the indicator value, so SDG 6.5.2 indicator value, is available for 117 countries. And we've seen that currently, for this third round, the process is now quite well established in most of the countries reporting. So, however, the third exercise... Sorry, did I? It's not me. I can continue, but...
You can continue.
Okay. So you will see later on the chart that will appear on, that will appear hopefully soon, that unfortunately still not enough countries have all their transboundary waters covered by operational arrangement. So... Overall, worldwide, only 43 countries have over 90% are more of the transboundary waters covered by operational arrangements. And worldwide, more than 20 countries have no arrangement at all to cooperate over the transboundary waters. And this shows that the progress needs to be very much accelerated by to reach the target by 2030.
Here
you'll see that overall there's only 26 countries worldwide with all the transboundary waters covered by operational arrangements. In terms of data for the overall indicator, as in the previous round, Europe, North Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa shows the greatest levels of cooperation, and substantial progress are still needed in Latin America and Asia. And since the first reporting back in 2017, we've seen a positive impact of SDG 652, which has triggered some follow-up action by countries that we've heard some of them in the past days. However, there's still further progress needed, especially for transboundary aquifers. So in terms of the surface water component, we've seen an increased response rate and also an increased quality of the report. So that's why now the surface water component is available for a higher number of countries, 119 worldwide, and also a slight increase in the average of the surface value. So overall, 60 countries have more than 90% of the surface water covered by operational arrangement. And again, in terms of region, Europe, North America, Sub-Saharan Africa show the highest coverage. And we've seen also that new agreements were reported, or some agreements also became operational, showing some signs of improved cooperation. Now, for the aquifers, I will hand over to Aurélien Dumont from UNESCO.